If you have your Bibles today, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And we need to remember Brother Carl. I know it was already mentioned earlier, but we do need to remember him for a safety trip. That he'll come back and refreshed, and you know, he told me several times that this is something he doesn't do, is miss two Sundays in a row, and that really concerned him, you know, and that shows what he's so passionate about this church and about any church he's at. He's so passionate about that he doesn't want to leave as little as possible. He wants to leave as little as possible because he loves this church. He loves you guys. He talks about y'all, and he says that y'all are a great group of people to serve. And I agree with that. I mean, I've only been here for just a few months, and it is a great opportunity to serve with y'all. And you know, we're all in it together. We're all going to heaven, and well, that should be our goal. Is we all need to be going to heaven. We need to be getting as many people as we can. But if you found Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, it says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." He, talking about Jesus, was moved with compassion. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for everything that you've done. I thank you for this day, this beautiful day that you have given us, God. There's no clouds in the sky, God. It's just so beautiful just to look up in the pretty blue skies, God. And I just thank you, and I just ask that you just will help me today, God, to say the things that need to be said, not for me to be heard, but for you to be heard, God. And I just thank you and just give you all the praise in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. You know, Jesus was moved with compassion. Compassion is something that we all need. And I'm thinking about some of the things that I'm going to say a little bit later, but thank God that he was moved with compassion, not only for the physical needs for people on earth, but he is also moved with compassion to die on the cross for you and for me. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't obtain heaven. No matter what I did, I could not obtain heaven. No matter how many sacrifices, no matter how many different things that was required by the law, I couldn't do it. And I'm grateful for the law. I think that we need to study the law and to understand the law. But the law is gone. We have Jesus now. We have forgiveness. But let me go ahead and get in my sermon. You know, compassion is undefiled. You know, in Mark 1:41 it says, "And Jesus moved with compassion, touched him, and saith, Be thou clean." Compassion means sorrow or pity in the distress or misfortunes of another. Well, this morning, there's several of us, you know, whenever Brother John came and Sister Rhea came into the church, they told me to go look at their car. And, you know, a lot of times whenever different things happen, you know, and stuff just happens. But we need to, a lot of times we may laugh at different things. Now, I'm not saying this situation, but different things. If I fell off the stage, yes, some people will, you know, everybody would be concerned at first, but then there would be a little bit of giggling. You know, I've done it too, you know. But, you know, we need to be showing compassion, you know, for other people. And I know that's that would be a funny situation if I fell. But anyway, Jesus had true compassion. You know, he was never selfish, never held resentments or ill feelings towards anyone. We must have pure motives too. We must care for others and give to them without expecting anything in return. You know, there's times that I have given people different things and I don't expect anything. But then there's times that, you know, if we all been truthful, well, I'll help you because I know that you'll help me later. You know, there's times that we've all had, we've all been in that situation. But we need to have the pure motive. We need to be helping people. We need to have compassion, not on people here only, but people out there, out these doors. We need to have passion on the world. You know, compassion is also understanding. You know, in Matthew 9:36, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. You know, they were tired. They were, like he said, they were like sheep who had gone astray. You know, understanding comes by seeing through the eyes of the sick, suffering with the lonely, and walking in the shoes of the less fortunate. Jesus understood. Now, I know that he can just look at you and he can see your thoughts and he could see your heart. But a lot of times, if you look at people, you can see more than what their face shows. A lot of times you can see different things that are going on. We can tell a lot of times if we pay attention, if we're seeing through Jesus. He will reveal a lot of stuff to us so that we can help people, we can help each other. But the true purpose is not to help people get ahead here on the earth. It's to get ahead, to get to heaven. That is the true purpose, is for us to win people to heaven. We should be understanding as well. When we emphasize with others, we are enabled to love with compassion as Jesus did. You know, how many of y'all, and you don't have to raise your hand, has been in need of compassion? Probably all of us at one time in our lives, maybe in the past, maybe right now, maybe tomorrow. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what tomorrow may face, but at one time or another, we've all needed compassion. We need somebody to reach out a hand. You know, there's times in my life that I've needed somebody. You know, and there's always somebody. God will always send somebody. And there's times, and I could sit here and we could be here until 4, 5, 6 o'clock tonight, just by me telling you the different things that God has done for me, that he has held out his hand. He has showed his compassion through people. And it's so wonderful what God has shown, you know. But let me ask you a question. Are you showing compassion? Maybe you didn't have stuff whenever you was growing up. I'm telling you, this part of the country is in great need of people to have compassion on them. You know, I pastored in Muldrow for a couple of years, and I can see, you know, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but this part of the country, it's completely different across the border. Van Buren and Fort Smith, it's like a whole other world here. People need Jesus. People need compassion. People over here are hurting. They're dealing with things that, you know, I grew up in Van Buren and I had no idea about this area, how much need is going on. And, you know, my wife and I have adopted all of our children, and, you know, Fort Smith, Van Buren, or Sebastian Crawford and a few others is the greatest in the country outside of Chicago per ratio of foster kids. It's number two in the country. That's sad. If they would throw in this area too, I'm sure there's a lot. It would even go up compared to Chicago. But it is sad that how many people need our compassion. They need not just our pity, They need that love with it. They need our love. They need our hand. Sometimes they need our wallets. Sometimes. But they need to be told about Jesus. They need Jesus what they need. But sometimes we need to help other people. You know, compassion is also undaunted. Having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and courteous. You know, and that's in 1 Peter 3:8. And, you know, that's a lot of the things, the behavior between the wives and the husbands. But let me go read it again. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful or courteous. You know, and if you look up pitiful, it's not what we would think today, but it's being tenderhearted. We need to be moved with compassion. How many of us are actually moved with compassion when we see people hurting? See people dying? If we want to be truthful about it, we don't want to think of these things a lot of times. But every person that dies will go to heaven or hell. We will one day. Hopefully we'll all go to heaven. That's our goal. But every person who dies has a decision to make. And are we moved with compassion that we're concerned about them going to hell? Are we really concerned? Are we just concerned with what we can get? Or move up the ladder at our work? Or move up our status in the community? And these are good things. I'm not trying to say that they're not. But they do no good if we don't have Jesus with us. They do no good. You know, the Good Samaritan became involved in helping the less fortunate. He didn't run away or look the other way. The religious people did. The religious people did. Compassion calls for the courage to come forward to help with the job that needs to be done. We can look around and see that we need help, or that people need help. You know, there's times that I've stopped, and I'm today is a different day and age, and I'm not trying to encourage people to pick up hitchhikers and different things, especially women, but I have before. I picked up people, you know, and sometimes they just need a lift down the road. But while they're there, tell them about Jesus. You know, it's amazing what all that they are actually wanting. They're not necessarily wanting the food or whatever they are wanting. They're thirsty. We are the water that they can drink and taste Jesus. Jesus is the living water. We're not, but it's through Him. It's through us, through Him, that they see Him through us. And we need to be that living water. We need to be, whenever they look at us, they need to be able to see Jesus. You know, a lot of times, and I'm sure several of y'all can agree to this, you know, you're driving down the road, is someone on a motorcycle or someone in a car zips past you, you're going to speed limit, they're going a whole lot faster, and down the road, they get pulled over. What do we think? You deserve that. You deserve that. But is that how we treat everybody sometimes? You deserve those things that happen to you. You deserve. Just like Job's friends. Sometimes they come up, our friends are the ones who say, well, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing wrong? Sometimes I'm not saying that it's not always the case, but sometimes our friends can be hindrances to us. You know? And sometimes we listen to more negative than we listen to the positive. And we need to be, if our friends are not lifting us up and pointing us to Jesus, we need to, I'm not saying not to be friends with them, because we need to be friends with them, because they need to see Jesus' love. But we don't need to take what they say to heart. If they're not lifting Jesus up, we need to really think what their purpose is. You know, compassion is undefeated. The Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee. And that's in Deuteronomy 30, verse 3. Compassion, like faith, brings victory. It comes from God and never fails, because he never fails. The Lord is full of compassion, for his mercy endureth forever. Through prayer, concern, and effort, we can be filled with compassion also. You know, we need to have compassion. Yesterday, myself and Braden and Christian and Alyssa, we went out and hung the door hangers on the doors. And some people, they came to the door, but most of them, we just hung them on the door. But there's some of them that was able to actually talk to, and you know, there's a few that didn't want anything to do with the National Day of Prayer. But you know, some of them did and was able to talk to them. You know, some of them encouraged us and thanked us for it, and you know, they're going to be there, and whether they show up or not, that's none of my concern. But as we're going down we went to a lot of doors, and some of them, I don't know if I'd want to be there after dark in some of these places, you know, or especially I wouldn't want my kids to be there after dark. And you can look at some of these people and see they need Jesus. They're hurting. And there's some of them that you could tell were really hurting, but they had a smile on their face. They're in a lot of pain. They're in bad situation or whatever, but they had Jesus on their head. And some of them talked to us for a little while, but it's amazing between a Christian and a non-Christian. You know, we all go through the same things a lot of times. But our outcome, we know what's going to happen. We can still smile when we're going through the different things. We can still be happy, because we're in pain just for a short period of time. And, you know, Brother Phil was talking to me this morning about when he's out there playing softball. You know, it's just for a short period. You're not going to have pain. You know, you're not going to have pain later. You know, once we're in heaven, you're not going to have to worry about that pain. You know, you're not going to have to worry about that knee. There's different things we're not going to have to worry about. If we think about it, what a day that will be. What a day that will be when Jesus I see. You know, I want to go back to my text, and I want to read a little bit more. And that's one thing I always want to, whenever I'm preaching, I want to read the whole section so that I can get the whole concept. Because sometimes we can misdirect and do different things. But back to Matthew chapter 9, it says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest." The harvest is truly great today. And you can look at any section of the ages, you know, all the way down from babies all the way up to the oldest person living. There is always a harvest. The harvest, if you look out, it is golden. It is golden. And the song that we sang this morning, and I didn't know that Brother John was going to choose this song, "The King is Coming." You know, I want to read a couple of these verses. "The marketplace is empty, no more traffic in the streets. All the builder's tools are silent, no more time to harvest wheat." No more time. We're almost there. We're almost there. And if you think about it, a lot of people's going to go to hell. A lot of people's going to go to hell. Why? Because we're sitting around the dinner table, the banquet table. And there's a song that is sung like that too, you know. "My table is full, but my fields are empty." When are we going to have compassion on the people out there? When are you going to have compassion? When am I going to have compassion? Some people that we come in contact with. If we could, I don't know. None of us know truly what the end times is going to happen or what's going to happen. But what if your neighbors or your friends or your coworkers or whoever said, "Why didn't you tell me? You knew? Why didn't you tell me? Why?" Let me read verse 2. "Happy faces line the hallways. Those whose lives have been redeemed." That's us. "Broken homes that he has mended." And I'm sure we know somebody, if not ourselves, have had broken homes. "Those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, all aglow, who are crippled, broken, and ruined, clad in garments white as snow. Oh, the King is coming." He is coming. There's going to be a time when there's not going to be any more time. Everything's going to be silent. The marketplace is silent. There's not going to be time to go out into the fields. What if it's your loved one? What if it's your mom or dad? Your brother or sister, your children, grandchildren. We need to show compassion. We need the compassion that Jesus had. You know, there's several times that Jesus stopped and was moved with compassion. Have you been moved with compassion? As the piano player and Brother John come to play invitation, have you been moved with compassion? Are you concerned? You know, it's wonderful and it's lovely to be around the banquet table, to fellowship with each other. But the harvest is, well, it's dying. The harvest is dying. And the church is wonderful. And the church, if people can come in and see this church, they will love. I mean, y'all are a great bunch of people. And I love being around all of us. But we've also got to love the people outdoors. We've got to love them coming in. And we've got a good group of people here, and I know that Brother Carl would say the same thing. But we need to be moved with compassion upon the other people. Brother John.